Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My name is Michael Cerami from BleacherNation.com. For today's Cubs game, I made a bet that I'd jump into Lake Michigan if he and Hap hit a leadoff home run. That's exactly what he did, and I'm a man of my word. So here goes nothing.
Takes off his jacket and hat and runs into Lake Michigan and dives in.
Good, good.
Stands up, throws his arms in the air, and then runs right out. How that didn't kill him is beyond me. Michael Cerami's on the phone. Michael, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good. A lot warmer than yesterday, for sure.
How shocking was the water?
It happened really fast, and I don't know that was the whole point. As soon as it hit my shin, I dove straight into the water. I had planned on running out further, so my dive had less of a chance to hit the ground, but I couldn't put it off any longer, so I dove right in, and it was very cold.
Was it painful? Was it painful? Did it take your breath away?
Not super painful, but as you can tell by my Go Cubs chant, and that was about 5 octaves higher than my regular voice, it definitely hit me. I wasn't quite expecting that, and the adrenaline quickly wore off, so it didn't exactly hurt, but it definitely affected me.
Well, obviously you had somebody with you because someone had to take the video, but I'm telling you, I was worried about you when I heard about this. I thought, well, he didn't go into Lake Michigan because that's too cold, and when they do those sort of jump into the lakes. What do they call those things where you jump into the lake? The polar plunges. They have a medical staff there. Not a buddy.
No, I just had a friend of mine, Danny Kitzinger, come, who also happens to work from home. As a reporter, I work from home. And I had let him know about my bet before Ian Happ hit the homer. And I asked him if he would help me if it happened, jokingly, because I did not expect it to happen under any circumstances. But
what made you decide to play
him, and he came over and drove me to the beach.
Yeah. To watch you die. What inspired, I mean, to me, that's kind of an obtuse random bet. What made you decide to bet that?
Well, Ian Happ, was fighting for the Cubs leadoff spot this spring, and he ended up hitting 7 home runs, 5 of which were leadoff home runs, which was just something that was particularly unique and interesting. So as almost jokingly pointing to the fact that he was so dominant towards spring training, I said, if he does it again today, which obviously is not going to happen, I'll jump into Lake Michigan. And of course, first pitch of the season, straight out of the ballpark. So that was my luck, but I was happy to do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, because if that is a harbinger of things to come, hooray. Was the bet that he has to do it in his at-bat or on the first pitch?
That was probably left pretty vague as an out for me, but it didn't matter either way.
Yeah, now that you mention it. And had you posted that on Bleacher Report or some other location? Because, say, you and your buddy make the bet and then nobody else is the wiser, you don't have to maybe make a splash after all. How public was your bet, and were people getting back to you right away saying, okay, dude, you got to go jump in the water?
So I didn't post it on Bleacher Nation. I did tweet it from my official account, which is tied to Bleacher Nation.
Yeah.
But what I did is I knew that, we have our community at the site is pretty close-knit, and I knew if I made a statement like that, it would get picked up by our readership pretty quickly because they would love to see me do something like that if it actually happened. So as soon as I tweeted it out, I got a ton of responses right away, because I think that first tweet actually ended up having more likes and retweets than the video, because people were so anxious to hold me to it before the video came out. They were like, oh, you made the bet, you got to do it. So it was all in good fun, but it definitely received a lot of attention right away, which is why I sent out the I'm already regretting this tweet right after.
Michael Cerami's on the phone, reporter at BleacherNation.com. How many hits or video views did you get?
You know, I haven't checked. The last time I looked, it was around 200,000 views. So I have to check back in. But it definitely got plenty of airtime, and I got lots of texts from people I haven't spoken with in a few years laughing at my misfortune.
Well, I saw that video, and I thought, okay, you know, good for you. And I get it. I get it. You got to do it. You got to do it. But there was no commentary about how stunning that must feel, because I swim in Lake Michigan every summer, and if I just dive in the summer, the water is cold enough that it literally takes your breath away. You go, you have trouble breathing. It's some sort of reaction human beings have, and to dump into that water right now, I thought, dude, you're gonna have a heart attack.
Well, I did my best to avoid all of the weather forecasts and lake temperature tweets that were getting sent my way, because people had a lot of fun with that also.
I'll bet.
And I thought the less I know and the quicker I can do this, you know, the better it'll be.
It was pull just, the Band-Aid off.
The Band-Aid.
Hey, congratulations to you, Michael. It sounds like you've got a good eye for a good story and a good video, and you need them both. Michael Cerami at BleacherNation.com. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Dan.
Have a good day.